Grab it.
Take what you need.
A week early? Oh, no. Don't tell me you're dumb enough to actually try and steal my stuff. RJ, I'm gonna have to kill you.
Please, I'm just a desperate guy trying to feed his family.
You don't have a family.
I'm in a family of one. Okay, wait! Look, it's still in the cave, so technically not stolen.
Oh, no!
That was close. There's a way I can get it all back! That's right! If you eat me, you'd have to do it! But I can get it! All of it!
My red wagon?
Redder! How?
A blue cooler.
Blue cooler? On my list! Gotta be blue.
Yes, and I want my spuddies. I love those things. Because with a spuddy... enough just isn't enough.
So true. Painfully true. And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get you the giant picnic pack, family fun size.
They have that?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, RJ. I'm going back to sleep. When that moon is full, I'm waking up. And all my stuff had better be right back where it was.
But that's just 1 week. That's impossible for one guy. A week's perfect. I'll get some helpers.
Full moon. All my stuff. And don't even think about running away, because if you do, I will hunt you down and kill you.
Okay,
Okay, buddy, just rest easy, all right? Because I'm on it. Hey, in a week from now, we're going to be laughing about this thing.
Gotta tell myself, yeah, I'm the man. Looks grim right now, but pretty soon we'll be laughing about it. Ooh, and it's alright. Yeah, it is, I swear you'll see.
But really, yeah, it's alright.
Cause I've always got my family of me.
Cold. The one place I didn't have a show.
Wow. Spring.
That means there's only 274 days left till winter. Everybody, wake up! Hibernation's over!
Oh, morning!
Morning, Hammy.
I gotta go wee wee!
Oh, not in the lake we drink from? Let's go, all right, the rest of you. It's spring. That means we gotta get to work.
Ah, finished. No, no, wait!
Come on, everybody, wake up. Don't make me come in there.
Y'all better listen. I've been holding something in all winter, and I'm about to let it out.
Thank you, Stella.
Oh, I can clear a room, Vern. Come on, that much I can do.
Good morning, everyone. Just a super-duper morning, huh?
What? Jeepers.
Whoa, not looking so good around the eyes there, hon.
Bucky and Quillo are up every 3 or 4 weeks, and Spike kept poking me.
Yeah, well, he is kind of pokey.
Yep, he's the sharpest of the bunch there.
You know what? How about I take the day shift?
Oh, Lou, that'd be just super.
All right, kids, you heard your mother, and now you listen to me. Shape up there.
Oh, boy. This is what I was afraid of.
Where's the food? Is there any food left? I'm really hungry, so is there any food left in here, huh?
We ate all the food, Hammy, during the winter, so we gotta go get some more now.
Oh, right! I buried some nuts in the woods, and I know where they are, and I'll be right back. Bye!
Dad, it was just snow.
But it could have been a predator.
Isn't playing dead a little weak?
Heather, how many times must I say it? Playing possum is what we do. We die. So that we live.
Kids, I'm the boss of you, okay? So just calm
That's
down.
That's why we need to find you this year, don't you know? A good fella.
A good fella?
Uh-oh.
A good fella?
Oh, jeepers, here we go.
Why does everyone think I need a man, huh? I look like a nest and smell like a swamp. So when you find a fella who's decent, good with kids, and has no sense of smell, call me.
Hello?
You never know when you're...
Oh, look, food.
Well, I think you know, what this means.
Fern.
Just a minute, Hammy. This means we were 9 berries away from starvation.
Oh.
Sorry, that was a little intense. I meant really serious hunger pains.
Fern!
Not finished, Hammy. Morning, Lou. Penny.
Thanks.
Hey, kids. So, what I want to tell you all is...
Fern!
I'm not done, Hammy. If you have to go again, just go. Okay, so all I'm saying is we cut it a little close. So this year we need to make sure that we fill the log...
All the way to the top.
Exactly. all the way to the top. Because what are we?
Foragers!
And what are we forage?
Food!
Right.
Super, Vern. Really super.
Okay, Hammy.
Huh?
What is it?
What is what?
What is it you want to tell me?
What was it? Wait! Right on the tip of my tongue! Oh, yeah! There's a weird thing over there I've never seen before. It's really scary. Follow me.
Okay. Meeting called on account of weird, scary thing.
Let's go.
Foragers.
Hammy, what weird thing?
Oh. That weird thing.
It never ends.
Whoa! Hey! It never ends that way, too.
Jeepers.
Yeah, jeepers is the word there, huh?
Haven't seen anything like this.
Man, it's big. What is this thing?
Heather, no!
I'm scared. Me too, Mama.
Shh. It's okay. It's just a... What is this thing, Lou?
It's Vern?
Well, it's obviously some kind of bush.
I would be a lot less afraid of it if I just knew what it was called.
Let's call it Steve.
Steve?
It's a pretty name.
Steve sounds nice.
Yeah, I'm a lot less scared of Steve.
Oh, great and powerful Steve! What do you want?
I don't think it can speak.
I heard that, young man. You get over here right now.
Okay.
Hammy, get back here.
But Steve is angry.
I think it came from the other side of Steve. I mean the bush. I mean, jeez. Look, there's only one way we're going to find out what this thing is and what this is all about. I'm going to go check it out. Oh. Ah! Ah! Ay, ay, ay.
Steve ate Vern!
All right, Steve. You brought this on yourself.
Stella, don't. I'm not eaten. I just tripped. I'm going to go over there. Just don't anybody move. What is this place? Oh, hey there, little fella. Hi. They must have come while we were hibernating, and it was awful. They had wheels on their feet, and they had these sticks, and they were whacking me with these sticks like it was some sort of sick game.
You should have died. You should have laid down and died.
Dad.
That's not the worst part. Half the forest is gone.
Huh?
Oh, the oak trees and the berry bushes. They're just gone.
Jeepers. What'll we do for food?
I don't know, but here's what I do know. We will be fine as long as no one goes over Steve again.
It's called a hedge, and it is not to be feared, my amphibious friend. It is the gateway to the good life.
I'm a reptile, actually. But, you know, it's a common mistake. And, you are...
Oh, where are my manners? I'm RJ. Now, please don't think I'm prying, but I couldn't help overhearing, and I think I can shed a little light on what this whole hedge situation is about. You see, what was once mere wilderness is now 54 acres of man-made, manicured, air-conditioned paradise. Except for that little bitty speck. You are here. No, that's a good thing. You're hibernators, right? You gather up a bunch of food, store it away for the winter?
Uh-huh! We fill the log!
Hammy.
Really? This log? This cave-like log?
All the way to the top.
Ozzy?
Let me ask you, how long does it take, you know, to fill the log?
274 days.
Oh! Ever done it in a week?
That's impossible.
Not if we work together. You see, you've got the food-gathering skills, I've got the know-how, and they have the food.
How much food?
Loads of food. Heaps of food. Food out the wazoo!
Well, you know, whatever kind of food comes out of a wazoo, I really don't think we're interested in eating.
I don't know. The guy's making a lot of sense to me. I think we should listen.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with wazoo food there.
No, you're not. The tail is tingling.
Hold on. The what is what?
When something doesn't feel right, my tail tingles. And let me tell you something. Everything you've said so far is driving my tail crazy.
Listen, Vern, right? This isn't something you need to be afraid of.
Well, I am, and for good reason.
This
is not a birthmark.
Ah, that's because you went over there without a guide, Vern.
Whatever. Thanks for stopping by. We're not interested.
Not interested in the most delicious food you've ever tasted?
No.
Come on.
Not interested.
Okay. I get it. I understand. This is something that you're just not open to.
What is that?
That, my friend, is a magical combination of corn flour, dehydrated cheese solids, BHA, BHT, and good old MSG, a.k.a. the chips. Nacho cheese flavor.
More ice!
Yeah, Vern. Oh, we're good.
It's all good, and we're going over there tonight.
Yeah!
Welcome to suburbia. How's that tail, Vern?
Listen, if anybody in this family gets hurt, I'm holding you personally responsible.
They're having a good time. I'll take responsibility for that.
Hey, Verno, I took a few clippings out of my quills to do a little comparison. Look at this. The grass seems to be greener over here.
Vern, are you certain you came to the same place?
Yeah, because you know the raccoon says...
Okay, enough about him. I get it. So he can do a couple of tricks. I mean, it's not like he can walk on water.
Hey, everybody! This way to the food!
What is that?
That is an SUV. Humans ride around in it because they are slowly losing their ability to walk.
Jeepers, it's so big!
How many humans fit in there?
Usually, one.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Gladys Sharp. Your president of the Homeowners Association? Right.
Jeepers.
What is that?
Easy, easy. Don't worry. That's just a human being. And they are just as scared of us as we are of them. Now, if a human does happen to see you, just lay down, roll over, and give your privates a good licking. They love it.
The homeowner's charter, which you signed, says the grass is supposed to be 2 inches, and according to my measuring stick, yours is 2.5.
Could we just get the food and go? Really, do they have it or not?
Didn't you see? It was in the box. They've always got food with them. We eat to live. These guys live to eat. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The human mouth is called a pie hole. The human being is called a couch potato. That is the device to summon food. That is one of the many voices of food. That is the portal for the passing of the food.
that is one of the many food transportation vehicles. Humans bring the food, take the food, ship the food, they drive the food, they wear the food. That gets the food hot. That keeps the food cold. That, I'm not sure what that is. What do you know? Food! That is the altar where they worship food. That's what they eat when they've eaten too much food. That gets rid of the guilt so they can eat more food. Food! 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 So, you think they have enough? Well, they don't. For humans, enough is never enough. And what do with the stuff they don't eat? They put it in gleaming silver cans just for us. Dig in! Mm-hmm. Good, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Here it is.
And that's a diaper. And that does come out of a wazoo. So, what do you think? Was I right or was I right? And these things are just the scraps. Wait till you see what comes in the boxes and the packages and the cans. I'm telling you, folks, you stick with me, and in 1 week we will gather enough food to feed a bear.
What?
Just a figure of speech.
Halt! Intruders! Intruders! Get out, all of you!
What are you doing?
Well, you said we should lick
our... No! Fix that! Run!
Run! Run! Get out of here! Get out of here!
I just popped this patio!
Move it!
You kids okay, hon? You all right there?
We'll find other food, right?
See what I mean? That's what I was talking about. These humans don't want us around.
So we scared her and she overreacted. No biggie.
No biggie? Oh, that is what we call a biggie.
Come on, think about the food. It was worth it for that food, huh? That stuff is to die for. Let me rephrase that.
No, to die for. You nailed that part. Look, maybe our little forest life looks primitive to a guy with a bag.
What?
But gee, I think I speak for the whole family when I say we want nothing to do with anything that's over that hedge.
Oh, come on.
I'm done.
You haven't even tried donuts yet. You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat. You'll be sweating through the winter.
Yeah, we'll eat the bird, right?
Okay. All right, you guys sleep on it. Good idea. I'm going to check back with you.
Shoot! Almost had him.
Good night, Heather.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Ozzy.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Lou.
Yeah, good night there, Vern.
Good night, Penny.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Hammy.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Bucky.
Good night.
Good night,
Vern.
Good night, Quillo.
Good night, Quillo.
Remember when we wake up, only 273 days left till winter.
That's enough, Vern.
Good night, 273.
Hey, it's Spidey's. You're cooler.
What? Why again?
Time's up, RJ.
But I have 6 more days! No! No!
God!
Oh, okay. 4 paws. Fur. Still alive. Still alive.
Oh. So what are you saying? You want me to take them to his house? No. Then what are you?
Yes.
Okay, kids, dive in. There it is. Bark for breakfast.
I want a donut.
I want pizza.
No, you don't.
Okay, this is great. Granted, it takes some time to chew, but that was very satisfying. And by the way, lots of fiber in there, too. Mmm, lots.
I gotta admit,
That does look tasty.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to help you with your foraging thing.
Look, Vern, you said a word yesterday about your little gang here. Starts with an F. Do you remember what it was?
Family?
Right, right, that. You know, that got me right here. You see, Vern, I used to have all that. My own place, surrounded by loved ones, a universal remote. But then all that went away with the Weed Hacker incident.
Oh, come on. Oh, come here. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, brother.
Jeepers, Vern.
We could always use the extra hand there, you know.
The Weed Hacker, Vern.
The Weed Hacker.
Okay. Not your problem. I'll just go. This is me. Going. Been nice. Really nice getting to know you all. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you around the forest.
Oh!
Take care.
All right. All right. Hey, RJ? You can stay.
Come here, you big love!
Oh.
I knew beneath this hard, crispy outside there was a soft nougaty center in there!
Do you mind if I call you Uncle Vern?
With every bone in my body.
Great. Hey, can I work with Hammy?
You want to help me find my nuts?
Very tempting, Hammy. Very tempting. But first, I want to show you this. You like this cookie?
Oh.
Well, this cookie's junk.
I like a cookie.
Easy, easy. Don't worry. I know where we can get some cookies so valuable that they are hand-delivered by uniformed officers.
And the Doyles is a yellow house.
And there they are. America's most coveted cookies, love handles, skinny mints, neener neeners, and smackaroons. And guess what? They're all yours. Whoa, Hamilton. Hold on there, fella. I love your energy, but you just can't take them.
But you just said they're mine.
They will be if we successfully marry your manic energy to my brilliant plan. You with me, kid?
I
The eyes have it. Let's ride.
Eats it, her face, like, explodes or something. Oh, that is absurd.
Hey! You stay away from those cookies. They're mine.
Ah!
Hey, this guy's not coming, is he? Because I don't want him to.
Oh, I have so much work to do. Come on, step into my office. Now, listen up. What we're going for here is a vicious, man-eating rabid squirrel. Can you handle that?
Excuse me?
Yes. Hemi.
Okay, rabbits aren't vicious. They're all cute and cuddly, so.
Rabid, not rabbit.
Oh. What?
Okay, so, first we're gonna mess the hair.
Ow, ow, ow.
That's looking good. Right, now I'm gonna pet the fur just a little bit. On the tail, stop it. Up here. Mm-hmm. Liking that a lot.
Now, show me that wild look in your eye, boy. Come on.
Oh, I can burp my ABCs.
A-B-Z.
Hemi! I just really need you to focus right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's see.
Ah! Nice!
Oh! Hemi!
Done! Now come on. I'll be right behind you. Go on. Get out there. Shoo! Shoo!
I'm a crazy rabbit squirrel. I want my cookies! I'm foaming!
Very scary rabbit squirrel.
Baby!
Ouch. Hey, it's working!
Behind you!
I know, you're right behind me!
Oh!
Help!
No!
Oh, no!
Walk it off! Just walk that one off!
What is going on? Is that Hammy?
Everything's under control. Just go back to the head.
You call that under control? He's under attack.
He's working.
I'm coming, Hammy.
That was great! You, my friend, are a natural. Or should I say, all natural?
Huh? Oh.
Hammy, you were awesome, my man. You had me scared. I was about to come out there and beat you with a book myself.
You're all right, aren't you?
course you are. You are hammy.
Those bruises are gonna heal. You know what? Chicks dig scars.
There! He was right over there! That's where the squirrel attacked us. He had, like, rabies or something. And there was this gross, naked amphibian thing.
Reptile.
It's okay, girls. Go inside, have a cookie, turn on the TV, and calm down.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm sorry, Janice. Did I just hear them say rabid squirrel?
Oh, I think they might just be overreacting.
But what if they're not? What if we have a potential pandemic on our hands? Vermin running loose, spreading disease, and lowering our property values?
Yeah. I have a casserole in the oven. Gotta run.
Fine. You worry about your casserole, and I'll worry about the end of suburban peace and tranquility!
That's right, don't push. Plenty for everybody.
Got a box right over here for you, Penny.
Oh, jeepers, that is good. Kids, eat up. Anything that tastes this good has to be good for you.
You feel that buzzing in the back of your skull?
Yeah.
That's called a sugar rush. It's what keeps the humans going. It's why they don't hibernate. You top that off with a little of this, and what usually takes you all summer is only going to take us a week. Whoa, hold on, Ham Squad. The last thing you need is caffeine. That's right. Come on, dig in, because this, my friends, is just the beginning.
What?
Follow me into the great unknown, where pink flamingos grow. Diet soda falls, and what you take magically regenerates. On supermarket shelves, the ovens clean themselves. You don't pay the tax.
This listing you have under exterminator.
Ozzy!
Whoa, Mom, you hit a possum.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think it's dead?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Can I poke him?
No. These poor little creatures.
What's going on? Come check it out.
Debbie, I don't remember seeing a permit app for a gathering. Groups of more than one who wish to get...
Ow! Timmy, get the shovel from the car.
Lights fading, limbs growing cold. I see a tunnel.
Oh, no.
Mother, is that you beckoning me into the light? Must move toward the light.
What do you think he's doing? Maybe we knocked his brains loose or something.
I'm telling you, you went too far this time. Let's just get out of here and leave this.
Nice catch, Vern.
You're dangerous. You're insane.
I'm going home. Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, gross butt.
Now can I poke him?
No. You see, this is exactly why I called the exterminator, to kill them before they get hurt like this.
Everybody, get out of here right now!
Right! Kid, grab those handles! Get
this one!
Three of them! Oh, my back!
Oh! Let's go! Right there.
Ah. I believe someone phoned about an animal problem. The solution is standing before you. Dwayne LaFontaine is here.
Where have you been? I'm throwing a welcome to the neighborhood party tomorrow, and so far Debbie's car has killed more animals than you have.
Stand down, sister. I personally guarantee that there will not be a living thing at this party. The Verminator is on the job.
Leave it.
Leave it.
What do we have here? Didelphus marsupialis virginianus. Approximately 10 pounds. Male.
He's dead.
Oh, really? Do you, in fact, have an associate's degree from Vermtech? I think he wants you to think he's dead.
Move, that's it, hurry, run! Let's go!
Look at him closely. You can see him breathing.
I certainly hope he's not in any pain. Kill it! Kill it!
Thank you all for coming! You were a great audience!
All right. What am I up against here? Possum? Porcupine? Skunk? Squirrel? Raccoon? Amphibian?
Reptile?
No. Reptile.
Thanks for that super-duper performance there, fella.
I
want to
do it again. Beyond super. They were riveted, man. You were awesome.
Dad, I just gotta say, that was pretty good.
Props for the Ozman!
Ozman!
But let's not forget our brilliant leadership, RJ.
RJ!
Hey, RJ, come this way. We want to show you something.
Yeah, sure.
Sweet!
What a team!
You're my hero there, fella.
Over here, this way.
RJ, come on. Yeah, we want to show you something. Come on, hurry.
Check it out.
Your new home.
And look, we got a place for you right here.
That's for me?
Yeah. Is this anything like what you had, RJ?
This isn't anything like what I had, Lou.
Here, I'm not supposed to drink this.
Thanks. Is that my bag?
Yeah, we brought it in here so you wouldn't have to sleep up in that old tree.
Really? Wow.
Hey, RJ, check this out. We totally hooked up the TV. I hotwired the HD converter. We get like 1,000 channels.
Here, can you take the remote before my dad does?
Wow. A universal remote? This is nice, guys. Really nice.
We now return to A Scoundrel Among Us.
You should be ashamed of yourself. We let you into our family and you deceived us.
I gave you my heart and you ripped it into a million pieces.
Get real, Kevin, because when you feel like a dirtbag, it's because you're a dirtbag, right? So just own it. Just say it out loud. I am a dirtbag.
Dirtbag? I don't think that guy's a real doctor. What do you think there, RJ? RJ?
Whoa, RJ, what are you doing, man? You were getting in way too deep. And just get the food. Feed the bear. Get the food. Feed the bear. Where's the food? Where's the food? Where's the food? Oh. Vern, what are you doing?
I'm getting things back to the way they were.
No, don't. How about I just leave?
Good. You leave and I return this stuff to the rightful owners.
What? Why?
Because we've angered the humans. And we don't want to end up like that rabbit. Hence, I'm giving this back so they won't kill us.
Vern, you don't understand. We need this stuff.
No, we don't.
You can't take it.
Yes, I can.
Let go.
You.
I have to have it.
No.
Stop.
Slow. Keep your voice low and follow me.
What?
Shh.
Shh. No, I'm not falling for any more of your smooth talk. I don't know what you're up to, but my entire shell is tingling, and you know what? I'm listening to it this time, and I'm putting my foot down.
Play?
Huh? Oh.
Play! Play, play, play! Play, 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 play!
You're the devil.
No! No!
Vern, you all right there? Give me a hand, Oz.
Oh, sure, sure.
What the heck happened?
What happened?
It's gone. The food! Gone!
What? Gone? How's it going?
Ask him.
Vern?
I returned it to its rightful owner.
What?
We, like, worked our tails off, you know? Like, a lot. And the food we gathered was totally, you know? And you're all whatever.
Yeah, Vern, what were you thinking? The log was full.
Full of junk.
Oh, so what are you saying there? That the food we gather our way isn't as good as the food we gather your way?
Your way? You mean his way. Can't you see RJ is just using you?
Vern, shame on you. RJ wouldn't do that.
You have got to trust me on this. Don't you understand there's something wrong with this guy? My tail tingles every time I get near him.
Oh, so we're supposed to go hungry because your butt's vibrating? I'm starting to think that little tingle of yours is just you being jealous.
Jealous? Of him?
Yeah. He's embracing the future there, and you're just holding us back.
Oh, I hold you back, all right. From extinction. Do you see what you've done here? If they listen to half the stuff you're telling them, they'll be dead within a week. You are only interested in taking advantage of them because they are too stupid and naive to know any better.
I'm not stupid.
Okay, I didn't mean, I meant ignorant. To the ways over there. Come on, you guys. You know I didn't mean it like that. Don't do this. Stella, Ozzy, Hammy, you know I didn't.
Tammy, I'm not stupid. Please.
I must give the impression that I have the answers for everything. You were so disappointed to see me unravel so easily. It's only change, it's only everything I know. It's only change, and I'm only changing.
Good night, Uncle RJ.
Good night, kiddo.
La 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 la.
Moon's full, RJ. See you in the morning.
La 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 la. You want something that's constant, and I only wanted to be me. But watch, even the stars above, things that seem still are still changing.
I gotcha!
Is it done?
Affirmative.
And did you put this one in, this depelter turbo?
That's a contraband item, ma'am, as it is illegal in every state except Texas.
I don't care if this thing's against the Geneva Conventions. I want it!
I thought you might. So I took the liberty of installing it for you. Adios, animal infestation.
Ah! Oh!
Shouldn't have taken all that food.
What?
I shouldn't have taken all that food. I was just trying to return things to the way they were, that's all. I was just being cautious, because that's what I am. I'm naturally tentative. There's even places in my shell I haven't been. You, on the other hand, you're like cool and crazy and fearless. I think they're right. I think I'm just jealous.
Vern, believe me, you should not be jealous of me. You got a good thing here. You're just trying to do what's best for your family.
And I think you're what's best for them now.
What about your tail?
My head says listen to my tail. My tail says listen to my head. I just end up with an upset stomach. That's why you need to be in charge now.
You don't really know what's going on here.
And you do. So what's the problem?
This, Vern, is the problem. You see this?
I'm listening.
Just...
Uh-huh.
Just hang on a second,
all right? You the lady throwing the party?
Yes, just to the right. There are protective booties for you to put on over your shoes.
Yes!
Yes!
What is this?
What? Oh, that
mm-hmm.
is a list
of
all the stuff that you lost, Vern.
Really?
Lots of big, long list. You can see that.
Well, you're an organized little guy, aren't you? Nice job.
But you know what? I know a place that is so chock full of food, we can get it all back in one night.
Great. Let's go. Where is it?
Inside that house.
What? Oh!
What is the point of this thing?
Just send it down.
What Vern is trying to say is... I mean, it's hard to really sum it all up in just one word, but...
I'm sorry.
Okay, listen, stay in the huddle. Here's the plan. Now, the traps are set here, 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 and here. Here,
here, here, here. Big one here, here, and maybe a few over here.
Gee, is that all?
No. There's a bunch of red lights all over here.
You okay, Vern? Looking a little green.
I blacked out for a second there, but I get the idea. There's lights, traps. I might need to change my shell.
Okay. This is us.
Can I be the car?
I want to be the car.
I'm the car. You be the shoe.
Shoe is lame.
Why don't you be that snazzy-looking iron there?
Hey! It's not important! Besides, I'm the car. I'm always the car. Now, the plan works in three simple steps. Step one, kill the lights. Step two, get inside. Step three, get out with mountain of food.
But this place is like a fortress. Walls so high, doors impenetrable. How we get in?
The collar is the key. Literally, the collar. It's like a key that opens the door, and if
and what? You think he's just gonna hand over his collar to you?
Not to me, my femme fatale.
To you.
Her?
Me?
You, Stella, will get that cat to give you his collar by using...
my stink.
Your feminine charms.
Was that out loud?
Look, raccoon, maybe that mask you're wearing is obstructing your view, but if you haven't noticed, I'm a skunk.
On the outside, maybe, but I'm looking inside, Stella, and I see a fox, and all we gotta do is get her out. Scissors.
Scissors? Oh, whoa, hey.
Hey, what's this?
Charcoal.
Charcoal?
Air freshener.
Tomato juice.
Cork.
Cork, don't you dare.
One more thing.
Ow!
Whoa, stop. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, our work here is done.
Oh, my.
Big jeepers. She's all like, wow.
What? Oh. Meow.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right, gang. This is it. We're going in.
Oh, not again. Dang it. Those things are so lifelike. Curse you, plastic moldsman.
Junk.
I like a cookie.
What's going on? Is everything okay?
Here we go.
Come on, Hammy, come on. Follow the pretty light. There it is. That's it. That's it. That's it. There it is. Go get it. That's it, that's it. Go get it, you little nut! Bingo!
Okay, step two.
I thought we'd be dead by step two, so this is going great.
Okay, Gorgeous, you're on.
Man, this better be one stupid cat.
Audio, go!
Supposed to be a cat. Put it on cat. Maybe the cat likes a cow. Let's hope the cat likes a cow.
Who goes there?
You're a cat. You're a cat.
You're a cat. I'm a cat. Meow.
Yeah, right. Well, shoo. Ba-ba-ba, go on, get away from here. My owner does not give scraps to common strays.
Common strays? All right, you asked for it.
Get the collar.
Gee, that's a nice collar you got on. Mind if I have a look?
No, 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 no. Come no closer. I must not be so near a creature of the outdoor woods. Achoo! Away with your filth.
My filth? My filth?
Aw, jeepers, here we go.
Okay, that's it. I am sick and tired of everybody taking one look at me and running away because they think I'm filthy. Well, I got news for you. I didn't get all prepped and preened to have some overfed Papa's puffball tell me he's too good for me. I got makeup on my butt, dude, and you don't even want to know about the court.
Stop! No one has ever spoken to me like that. It is bold. I like it.
Well, believe me, there's more where that came from. Puffball.
All right, team, let's boogie.
You're strong. Your essence is overpowering.
What do you mean by that?
It is your eyes.
My eyes?
They are luminous.
Luminous? Dang.
You know, I think this is the part where I blacked out. Did the little shoes and cars actually get into the house?
So, you got a name?
Yes, it is a Persian name, for I am Persian. I was born Prince Tigerius Mahmud Shahbaz.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. Can I just call you Tiger?
Whoa. Wow. Animals are in the house. Let's boogie.
We got it.
Here we go.
No grip, no grip, no grip.
Penny, less claw, more pad.
Oh, okay.
That hurt.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
That's just the sound of my heart. Can't you hear it?
Okay, we're good. Go back to work.
There you go. Here, catch.
Oh boy.
Yes, I'm gonna make it.
My father, he had an exceptionally flat face. Mm-hmm. He was so beautiful, he could barely breathe.
Fascinating.
Inside, I have a multi-leveled, climby thing with shag carpet. Come, I'll show you.
No, I haven't told you about my life.
Good. Going great.
What is that?
That is what gets the humans out of bed in the morning.
Ah!
Where'd you go?
Get down and stay down.
Go before she comes back. No, not without those buddies.
What?
Blue, Penny, back to the TV. Heather, keep an eye on that human.
I'm on it, RJ.
No, Heather, wait.
The tingle.
RJ, the wagon's full. Let's get out of here.
Hang on, Vincent. This will only take a second.
Vincent?
Where?
Who's Vincent?
Oh, Vern, Vincent, simple slip of the bear. The dung! Just bear with me. It's what I meant to say. There's no bear!
Hmm? Oh! Lights fading, limbs growing.
Heather?
Oh!
Oh, Heather.
There's a dead white rat on my staircase.
I thought you were dead.
I learned from the best, Dad.
That's my girl.
No!
come to Bob.
We better hurry. We don't have much time.
What's going on, RJ?
Nothing!
Well, then let's get out of here because we have what we need.
No, we don't!
What are you talking about? We have more than enough.
Hey, listen. I've got about this long to hand over that wagon load of food to a homicidal bear. And if these buddies aren't on the menu, then I will be. Now let go of my tail!
What?
Let's go! Hey, whoa!
Stella! Stella! Where are you going? Stella! Stella!
Look, it's not you. It won't work, okay? Because I'm a
skunk!
Yeah, that. Sorry you have to see this. Fire in the hole! This smell doesn't bother you?
No. This face was bred for beauty. I cannot smell a thing.
You can't smell.
To the door! Go, 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 go! Run!
Let's party! Party!
Enough! Run! That way! Outside!
Buenos dias, reptile.
You've just been verminated. Whoa, you stink.
That's because you let them into my...
Hey, Nancy, stop your honking. These little guys would be disposed of quickly and humanely.
No, not humanely. As inhumanely as possible.
It was a pleasure doing business with you, ma'am.
What's he gonna do to us, Mama?
I don't know, baby.
I don't want to die, Dad. Not for real.
There, sweetheart. We'll be okay.
You were right about him, Vern. We should have listened. Sorry, there.
No. I knew we couldn't trust him, and I got us into this. I should have known better.
Wow.
Vincent.
So I was on my way down here to kill you, but I stopped to watch the show, and I gotta say, that right there is a thing of beauty. That is the most vicious, deceitful, self-serving thing I've ever seen. Classic art. You take the food, and they take the fall. You keep this up, you're gonna end up just like me, having everything you ever wanted.
But I already had that.
What? Them? Who are you kidding? You said it yourself. You're a family of one. Always will be. It's how guys like you and me survive. So a few saps got hurt in the process. Tough. That's life. Trust me, you don't need them.
Actually, I do. And right now, they really need me.
So I really need this!
RJ!
What the?
You sorry sinker!
Stella! This is a rescue! I'm rescuing you!
I'ma gas you so hard your grandchildren will stink!
What's that?
Hair?
Bear!
Hair? Oh, bear!
What?
We're out of control!
We can drive!
It's just like Auto Homicide 3!
What?
Please select destination.
Take us home! Take us to the log!
Previous destination selected. Make a legal U-turn.
You got it!
Tammy! Let me in!
Not listening to RJ!
No, la 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 la!
Kids, lose that bear!
What weapons do we have?
We've got a hammer!
Cool!
Thank you, yes, yes! Let me in!
No, ring-tailed charlatan!
Ozzy!
He's just trying to help us, just let him in!
After what he did to us!
But he came back.
And he brought a bear!
Hey, no fighting while we're driving!
We will turn this van around, mister!
He started it.
I'm telling you, he's just trying to help us, really.
But Vern, you're the one who always says, trust your tail.
But it's not tingling.
Oh! Why didn't you say so?
Hey!
Thank you.
You're dead, RJ. And your friends are next.
Look out!
Make an immediate left turn.
Bonus points!
RJ!
Have arrived.
Huh? Come on,
we gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, the old jazz dance entry.
Come on, pull on.
Go.
Yes.
Lou, Benny, okay. Kids here.
Yes.
Hammy, okay.
Scary clown.
A weed hacker, Vern! A weed hacker!
Show your little rat faces! I'll be traitors! Stay in the woods where you belong!
Hey,
you guys want a party, do ya? All right then, let's party.
Kids, Teddy, Blue, look out! Down!
That's it. Vern, get everybody out of here.
Huh?
I'll distract him.
Are you crazy? They'll kill you.
Well, I'm the one he wants. Take care of your family, Vern.
I intend to. The whole family. There's got to be something we can do.
There's no time!
Hammy!
Hey, Vincent! You were right. With a spuddy, enough just isn't enough.
RJ!
Now, Hammy, go!
Go!
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
The D Pelter Turbo. Prepare for a lot of stinging.
Oh, no. No, no. No, no. Go!
Come here. You are a genius, my boy.
Oh, thank you.
And Vern, don't you ever fix this shell.
Yeah, glad it's working for you. Take it off. Give it back.
Here we go. Off to the Rockies for you, Smokey.
Now, you do realize that was a D-Pelter Turbo.
Officer, please. It was that Verminator. He sold it to me. This has nothing to do with me.
Hey, hey, it was in your yard. Your name's on the contract, so you can tell it to the judge.
No, it's not my fault. Let go of me.
Ma'am.
I can't be arrested.
Excuse
me. I'm president of the Homeowners Association.
She's getting away. Get her.
Ma'am.
Play?
Oh, no. No, no. No, no.
It worked. We did it. We did it.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Stella. Over here, Tiger.
Oh, Stella. So this is the outdoor woods. I like it.
Come on, big boy. You're coming with me.
You know, RJ, just for the record, if you told us that all that food you were trying to get was to pay back an angry bear, we would have given it to you.
Really?
Yeah, that's what families do. They look out for each other.
I've never really had anything like that.
I know. But believe me, this is the gateway to the good life.
Really wish you would have told me that sooner.
Yeah, well, that's bad communication. Also something families do. So what do you say? You want to be part of it?
Oh, come here. Come here. Oh. I promise I wouldn't do this. Okay.
Welcome to the family.
Rip head, all right.
What a first week of spring, huh? Wait a minute. That means there's only 267 days left in winter. What are we going to do for food?
Oh.
Yes. Hammy.
I filled the log.
Numbers?
What the...
Look! I found my nuts!
We're rocking the suburbs. From Downing Mears to Chevy Chase.
Watching Idol on a Friday night in a house built safe and sound on Indian burial ground. Sham on. We drive our cars every day to and from work both ways, so we make just enough to pay to drive our cars to work each day. Hey. We're rocking the suburbs. Around the block just one more time. We're rocking the suburbs, 'cause I can't tell which house is mine. We're rocking the suburbs.
Now
we part the shades and face the facts. They got better looking fescue right across the cul-de-sac. juggles credit cards.
That, my friends, is the object of all human attention and devotion. And they call it a TV.
Make it cool.
You see, humans feel a deep inner need to connect with the world around them.
That is just super duper.
They also feel a deep need to sit on their fat butts. Watching TV fulfills both needs at the same time.
Wow, interesting.
Come on, kids. Family time there, in front of the TV. Get your snacks on.
Buy a Bell. Buy a Bell. Buy a Y. Please buy a Y.
I can't find the remote.
Hey, Spikey. Raisha.
Has anybody seen the remote?
Dad, chill.
I could do a little TV. I think today's the day we find out if the baby is gifted or if Saxon is really an alien.
Just like Khan in Star Trek II. The Genesis Project was in the hands of the Enterprise, but Khan had his perfect plan to steal the invention of renewable life.
Well, that was specific.
I saw it on TNT. They were doing a retrospective, you know.
Gummy worm, anybody?
Ah, let me have one.
Bucky, pass this to Luke.
Taste this.
Yeah.
Don't you take that.
It is the perfect food.
Fat-free cookies? You might as well just be eating dirt.
I've had dirt. I don't like dirt. It tastes like dirt.
Shh. The show's starting.
We're rocking the suburbs. Everything we need is here. We're rocking the suburbs. But it wasn't. Special offer, a guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburbs, over which I never could see. I heard the people who lived on the ceiling scream and fight most scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle and feel a bit free.
Kids in the halls and pipes in the walls make me noises for company.
Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely.
I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can't no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in for a special offer, a guaranteed personality.
Yeah.
Yes! Here we go.
Kind of anticlimactic.
Shoot!